You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Perception Management here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I am Keith Rogers, your host here in beautiful Western Montana, and I thank you for joining us this morning. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252 or 1-800-313-9443. Today is Sunday, the 6th of the June. Today is show number 98. And my God is speeding up time, I'll tell you. Join us in the chat room at perceptionmanagement.chatandgo.com. Just to start out here, last night, Mount Hood had over 22 earthquakes underneath it. And down there in Baja, or the Salton Lake over there, there's still over 600-some quakes down there. So, anyway, just thought I'd throw it out there. Anyway, today's show's theme is a dark winter, and I'd like to thank the prior hosts there for their platitudes, for pat me on the back there. I try to give you guys a show here that at least that you can walk away, at least learn something from, or to change your perception. And it looks like things don't change. If things don't change, it will get much darker out here with the theme of the dark winter. So outside the USA, there are polls being ran right now if Americans will fight to preserve their country or succumb. I picked fight, but the poll came back with 78% for succumb. Dark days ahead. So with that, I'll have Mr. Producer here play my first clip here, which is clip one, and this is off of a video game that came out in 2013. So, Sam, could you play that, please?
In 2001, a real-world exercise tested the emergency response to a bioterror attack on the continental United States. The operation was called Dark Winter. Within just a few days, the simulation spiraled out of control. The operation predicted a rapid breakdown in essential institutions, civil disorder, and massive civilian casualties. Dark Winter has revealed how vulnerable we've become. Our lifestyle, our security, our safety depends on a delicate and unstable economy. We've created a system so complicated that we no longer understand how to control it. Oil, power, shipping, transport. We live in a complex world. And the more complex it gets, the more fragile it becomes. The system is built on a global supply chain that gets things where they're needed, just in time. We've created a house of cards. Remove just one, and everything falls apart. And what's fueling the system?
Money. Americans can spend $90 billion in a single day of shopping. Last year, 200 million people swarmed their local stores on November 23rd. We call that day Black Friday. Did you know that a flu virus can survive on the surface of a banknote for up to 17 days? One day there will be a pandemic. It could begin during the crush of Black Friday sales. A pathogen will jump from tainted banknotes to human skin, onto food, toys, children, and loved ones. By the time Patient Zero feels the first sore throat, millions of people will already be infected. From this point, the breakdown will happen fast.
Day one, hospitals will reach capacity. Panic will strike. Day two, quarantine zones will be established. Resources will be rationed. Transport will go into lockdown. Day three, international trade will stop. The oil will dry up. The stock market will collapse. Day four, the power will fail. The shelves will be empty. The taps will run dry. And once hunger and despair take hold, people will do anything for survival. By day five, everyone will be a potential threat.
In 2007, a new presidential directive was signed quietly into law. This maps out the government's response to a crisis, a plan to cope with a real dark winter. It is known as Directive 51. There are rumors of shadow agencies, sleeper cells, covert agents, but nothing can be confirmed.
Our complex world is primed for breakdown.
And once the chaos strikes,
there won't be resources to save us all.
The only question left is, what will it take to save what remains?
Well, right now we see with the shutting down of agriculture, alleged hacking on JBS Meats, and millions losing their jobs, the potential loss of millions losing their homes, and of course the government who's diverting funds to stupid programs like this LGBTQ crap, which is all used to destroy the social cohesion of our country, trying to ignite a race war, as well as using tax dollars to cause this pandemic by sending over $100 million to China to run this gain-of-function research to push their climate change and New World Order ran by nothing short of a communist. And through different agendas, which I'll talk about later in this show, I'd received this, one of the emails from, or to Dr. Fauci, where it was from Adam, I believe that's Goitner, where, and I'll send this to Patty later. Actually, it's in the telegram, but it says this is how the virus was created, and it goes on down talking exactly how it was done. And of course, this isn't some strain of a virus that has just broke loose. If it weren't for this virus, they wouldn't have the lockdowns and stuff. This was all thought long time ahead. Nothing happens by accident, just like that clip you just listened to. These are well thought out. In ham radio, we call that telegraphing. It's where you send a message and there's a secondary meaning to it. So with that, I have another clip here, but it's from CBS News. And it's a short clip here, but this tells you exactly how the media is pre-programming people. And they have been through the all these movies, too, like Zombie Apocalypse. So with that, Mr. Producer, clip two.
Researchers have rated the best and worst cities in the case of zombie apocalypse. Economic Modeling Specialists International ranked cities on their ability to defend against a zombie attack, stockpiling food, containing zombies, finding a cure. And if you live in New York City, hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you're toast. The city got the worst rating, followed by Tampa, Los Angeles, Riverside, and San Bernardino, California. Southern California really stinks. And Chicago, so the nation's three biggest cities, right? Best place to be? Boston. The city was rated as the place you most likely would survive. Other contenders here, Salt Lake City, Columbus, Ohio, Baltimore, Virginia Beach, and Norfolk, Virginia. But, I just have a problem with this, right? Here I live in New York City, and I will admit that Manhattan may not be the best place to survive a zombie apocalypse. Number one, the food is going to go really fast. Number two, they can climb stairs. And as everyone knows, your buildings go up really high. But think if you live in Brooklyn, also part of New York City, or Staten Island. you could contain the threat to Manhattan and still have lots of farmland to grow food. I think if you live in Brooklyn, you'll be just fine. I'm not a scientist.
Oh, isn't that great? Maybe that's for when all these secondary effects from these vaccines kick in. I was watching a video last night from a guy named Babe. He's down there in Venice Beach, California. And along the beach there, you can look as far as you can see either direction there. And it's nothing but tents. And his main complaint was that when you spend $2 to $3 million for a nice big condo or something like that up on a hill to overlook the beach, all you see is tents. But I've actually wondered how self-centered some people are. Is, you know, where's the compassion for those that are unemployed, homeless and stuff? But of course, you can blame that on those Democratic idiots down there that run that state. Maybe a quake down there in Southern California might help them out. Who knows? But anyway, I have a secondary commentary here. It's a clip that discusses Dr. Fauci, along with other goals that I have seen in so many cases as a setup, just as the CIA would do against another targeted country. So with that, Mr. Producer, clip three.
Grand Rising Telegram, David Avocado Wolf here. Big revelations coming out last night with Dr. Fauci's emails. And basically, he knew all along that HCQ works. He knew all along that masks don't work, on and on and on. He knew he was involved in gain-of-function research, et cetera. So he's been caught lying to Congress. Now, for those crimes, he needs to go down. He is the absolute worst bureaucrat. He represents the demons of bureaucracy. He himself is the ultimate demon of bureaucracy. He told me, they said, I didn't say that. He told me to say that. My masters over there said to say this, so I'll say it this way. And then they change their story, and I better change my story. It like the person you call on the phone who can't get you the answer to your problem with your credit card, or the person you call on the phone that can't get you the answer with your utility, your electric bill or something. That's the ultimate of what Dr. Fauci actually is. The sinister Dr. Fauci is the worst bureaucrat. He's the highest paid bureaucrat in the biggest government that's ever existed. Think about that. What kind of demon is attracted to that? And for that, he must go down. He must go to prison, actually, for lying to Congress and all the things that we would be thrown in jail for instantly, right? He cannot be allowed to get away with this. Now, he may try to flee the country, but the whole thing that they're driving here is done on purpose. So they may be throwing him under the bus on purpose, because the New World Order knows that eventually people will realize that they've been sterilized by their government. They've been sterilized by the injections. They've been damaged by their government, or killed, or had a family member killed by these injections. And so they're going to start coming up in arms. Imagine being a young woman, being 28 years of age, and you don't know, you get quaxinated. Next thing you know, you're infertile for the rest of your life. Or next thing you know, you have a blood clot and it damages your brain for the rest of your life. Or you're a young kid. This has happened. This is happening all over the place. Well, eventually people are going to figure this out. And eventually they're going to want justice. So this is the distraction. This works on two ways. One is it distracts our attention away from the crimes that are going on with these injections. And eventually it will undermine the injections, because everyone will realize that Dr. Fauci is a total crook and absolutely as sinister as they come, and a total demon. And he's been destroying lives all along, from the AIDS crisis all the way to this present moment, with his fake science and fake drugs and fake injections and everything else. But if we go to the next level, the second part of it is that this whole thing is a distraction to get everybody, hi Cashy, to get everybody oriented towards a war with China, right? That there's a virus escaped the lab in China, and then we're going to have this conflict with China, because the New World Order knows that if they get found out, that it's good, the attention will eventually focus on them. So what's been their historical strategy? Their historical strategy is to get your attention going, oh, we've got, it was China, and we got to battle China. There is no virus. We have no identifiable virus. We have no isolated virus. There's plenty of spike protein. And so the New World Order cronies, the banksters and their buddies, the satanic predator class, has been working through China all along, right? They have the control of the banking system of China. So they basically control China. And I think you could probably figure that out. What they're trying to do is they're trying to move China in as a proxy to destroy the United States. And that's really what this is all about, by creating a war. So that takes the attention off of them. And first, it'll, by the way, erupt as probably a civil war in the U.S. And then eventually, because obviously the predator class elite, the Democrats basically in the U.S., and the people running that political party, not that the Republicans are much better, but the Democrats are, they're a communist party. They absolutely will fight this. And so so that we'll have a civil conflict, but then the next step will be a world war crisis. And that's what's coming. World War III is coming. I know you think there's no way, well, nuclear weapons not going to be used. And maybe, you know, I know actually that the nuclear bomb scares of the 80s and before were mostly scares. The destructive power, like one bomb destroys a whole city, is been exaggerated, and we have many proofs of that. That's a subject for a whole nother story. But nuclear debris can be sprayed around everywhere. We don't want that. We don't want to be heading into this. Do not be fooled.
Well, he was right on one thing. Toward the latter part there, one bomb wouldn't do much, but if you same with the Pentagon dubs the Satan II missile. It has eight or so multiple warheads that can be dialed up. It could almost flatten a state like Texas. So from the video, we now have the following news. The government and the Pentagon funneled over $162 million to Echo Health Alliance, and the group then funded the coronavirus research in Wuhan. As a Gateway pundit reported back in May, Devin Nunes alleged this Dr. Nunes Dazik and Echo Health Alliance had taken around $100 million from federal agencies. And we discovered earlier this week that Dr. Dazik thanked Dr. Fauci in an email in 2020 for insisting the coronavirus was naturally occurring. And I'll have more on that shortly. When both men knew it was a product of their own research funding. Now, many would get a little bit incensed about this because they realize that not only did the government, their own government, be behind this entire thing here, but while they were suffering from losing millions, I think it's 27 million now have lost their jobs, all those small businesses closed and stuff, billions of dollars went to, in these PPP grants, not loans, but grants to these big corporations who in turn filed bankruptcy but still got more money to keep bailing out these big corporations. And the people got what? A $1,200 check, a $600 check, and another $1,200 check, I think it was, out of something which is almost 2 years old now. And they are suffering, and many will lose, just like in 2008 during that financial crisis under Obama, where over 5 million lost their homes. Many will lose their homes. So with that, I was reading over Pfizer's vaccines documents that are available online, and where it talks about these vaccines and the use of what I call human lab rats, and the criteria that is or has to be met. And I kept thinking that the doctors are willing to do this to other humans. And some of that stuff's pretty graphic as far as what they expect a patient to go through, and as if it's okay. And this is back to this experimental thing. Now, those people may have entered into these programs willingly, so I wouldn't say that would violate the Nuremberg Code, but the vaccines certainly do. So I can post that link here. It's the clinical protocols, and I'll post that here in the chat room if anyone wants to read on that. It's pretty interesting how they figure all this stuff out. So people are losing their minds, and believe me, you know, you think there's enough with all these Karens and stuff like that, but I swear it's just like the world's going berserk, and I don't know if it's from fear, the thought a total outbreak or something like that. I mean, these guys are so afraid of something they can't see. It was bad enough during the Iraq War when you had the so-called evil Muslim, scare words. But it's interesting. I got another clip here, but I'll play it right after this break here. So we'll be right back here. You're listening to Perception Management with Keith Rogers.
All I want is what I have with you. What I just can't find with someone new. I've tried other loves, but they.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Welcome back, everyone. You know, I don't know, I don't want to go back to the 60s or 70s here, but I remember as kids playing and someone saying, "You got cooties, you got cooties." Well, this is my next clip here. This is from Australia, and I guess you can entitle it, just keep your eye on the ball. So with that, Mr. Producer, clip four.
We're looking at the seating at the moment, and of course we're looking at the ball, because sometimes the ball, as not that I've been to many football games, I have noticed occasionally it does get kicked into the crowd, and we are working through the details of what that will mean. If you are at Adelaide Oval and the ball comes towards you, my advice to you is to duck and just do not touch that ball.
So the ball's contagious now, and Bad Money was, but the ball is. And not to show you how bad things are, but I have a secondary thought coming up here on this next clip here. This is Klaus Schwab, and he seems to be having compliance issues. So with that, Mr. Producer, clip five.
Finalized maybe what we need is also a new mindset. It has been mentioned, we in the business world, we see now that companies who are not committed to ESG metrics, to stakeholder capitalism, just to stakeholder capitalism, that those companies are on the wrong side of history. But it's not only companies. I think we also have to ask the question how we can apply the ESG metrics even to governments too, because it's not just GDP. It's well-being, it's prosperity.
This guy can kiss my grits. I'll tell you what that means, translated. This means for like Governor DeSantis down there in Florida and Abbott down in Texas, both rabid Zionists, that there eventually will come a time where the lockdowns were all lifted, but then suddenly, gravely, we will have to lock down again. Mark my word on that. And you'll understand why here later on. But this is their united goal here, is of course, to break the system. And with that, Mr. Producer, let's talk about what their real plan is, which is Build Back Better. Clip six, please.
It's a very pertinent question to ask, how do we build back better?
To build back better or whatever.
We have a chance to reset the clock and build back better than before.
To build back better than before.
Remember the terrible damage of COVID as we try to build back from this global pandemic.
Joe Biden calls it build back better.
Build back better.
Building back better.
To do things differently. To build back better.
We're going to build it back better.
And build it back better.
My plan to build back better.
Start taking all the problems that have been created in education and mental health and start to build back in a positive way.
I have launched a booklet called Build Back Better, Britain After Coronavirus.
It's about building this country back better.
Growing conspiracy following it. It is called the Great Reset.
An unprecedented opportunity to rethink and reset the ways in which we live.
The great opportunity for reset.
The theory even calls Mr. Biden's campaign slogan, Build Back Better, a front for the conspiracy.
Build back better.
Building back better, our economy.
Build back better.
All elements of the Great Reset are fundamental to building the future we need.
This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset.
It's a big effort to, some would say, to build back better. We would say to really have a great reset.
Conspiracy, conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
You know, the problem with that is anyone can go over to the World Economic Forum's website and watch all the videos that they have of what they're proposing. And as I mentioned, there's a few stragglers there that just aren't playing along. They're opening up their states, or they didn't close them. And this is detrimental to their New World Order, their goal that Donald Trump got in the way of. You can imagine, had he not been in office for 4 years, exactly what would have happened before this 4 years. Especially when you listen to Dr. Fauci talk about Donald Trump will be met with a virus, you know. We'll be right back here Stay tuned.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Perception Management with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. You know, in that prior clip there, Build Back Better, what they were actually saying is after they destroyed the world as we know it, they are plotting to usher in their communist dream of control in all areas of life, i.e. the Great Reset. And here's another example of what's being destroyed. Law enforcement, who are originally trained to be just as they are today so that they can call for a change. This is all by a plan. We have to realize who's been training U.S. law enforcement and so that it could be made that it will bring in first what was the utter chaos and then order in their new world order. And starting with the schools is the programming in those schools, teaching children to have no respect for law enforcement. So with that, we find a woman who stands up to the school system and as to what is being taught to children today, which I would call subversion. So with that, Mr. Producer, clip 7.
These educators put their own names out there. We have Mr. Barry, who took it upon himself with Ms. Cyrus to create a curriculum.
That should be it.
Do you want the proof? I have the proof. You created a curriculum of Black Panther indoctrination.
Ma'am?
You use taxpayers' dollars.
Can I ask you one more time? I have no issue hearing what you have to say, but...
Why can we not let the public speak? Why can't we let the public know that you're teaching our children to go out and murder our police officers? Do you want the proof? I have the proof. Is that what scares you, the proof? That a parent actually standing up against all of you? Is that what scares you, to call out the names of these people? You work for me. I don't work for you. You have a duty. We are entrusting our children to you. We teach our children morals, values, when they grow up to commit crimes and end up in prison and kill a police officer. It's our fault? No, it's your fault. You're emotionally abusing our children and mentally abusing them. You're demoralizing them by teaching them communist values. This is still America, ma'am. And as long as I'm standing here on this good ground earth of God, I will fight. And I'm not, this is not the last of me you will see. I'm retired. I have nothing else better to do. We can do it peacefully, or we can take it to the highest courts. Because you know, and I know, I'm not the only parent fighting is all across America right now. Schools are trying to poison our children's minds, teaching them about things that they have no right to be taught in school.
So normally, I'm just going to, if you don't mind, I'm going to just give you just a feedback for a moment. I have no problem having a peaceful discussion. This is not a peaceful discussion.
No, that's your opinion. See, here we go again. This is peaceful. To me, this is peaceful.
Well,
I'm not burning, looting, and murdering. This is peaceful.
No, I did not.
That goes to show you, you know, they don't want to agree with you in any way what their curriculum is in schools. It's because they're already bought off. And notice that this woman said peacefully use the courts, whereas they take to the streets and burn and loot and steal. The communists are also good at using their music today as supporting these lyrics, which denote F the police and stuff like that. This has all well been planned. And speaking of stealing, the staffing crisis has hit North Carolina's police stop responding to these 9/11 calls. And this involves the Asheville Police Department. And it says already it has lost 84 of its officers since January 1st of 2020. The lack of police has forced the department to stop responding to certain types of crimes, and so they can answer the more serious calls. And so what are some of the crimes the APD will no longer respond to? Well, thefts under $1,000, non-life-threatening harassing phone calls, fraud, scams, identity theft, funeral escorts, lost and found property, and, of course, trespassing where property owners do not want to press charges and such. But, of course, this involves almost every homeowner in that town. So, like I say, they are trying to start some kind of a race war to where the person has to defend themselves, and I'm sure they're going to change this with new gun laws so you can't defend yourself. And if you live in that area, you might also, like I say, think of your home and family, that you're all now at threat. And this isn't just in those area, that one area. This is happening across the country. Seattle for another one. Even the ad here on RBN front site, again, this is a bad time in America when you think that you have to be trained to use a gun, perhaps against a fellow American. But again, this is part of this. And with the zombies, the coming food shortages, there's a high probability that you, the listener, will soon be defending your own family and property, a planned destruction of the United States. The department is also asking victims of these non-emergency crimes to instead file a police report through the Police to Citizens online registration tool, which is, in other words, stay at home, which is exactly what the globalists would love you to do. Locked in your homes and doing nothing, cowering in fear, all psychological warfare. It is unclear if the staffing crisis is related to this anti-police sentiment that has swept the country in the wake of the George Floyd murder. The programming is everywhere, of course, and so along with the schools in the U.S. Here's one from the U.K. The organization Stonewall has told U.K. companies and government departments to scrap the use of the word mother and replace it with parent who has given birth. Stonewall's equality leaderboard includes a number of British companies as well as public entities such as MI6 and the British Army. And the group has just issued guidance to a wide range of employers who want to boost their ranking on that leaderboard. Along with the mother ban, the group calls for replacement of single-sex toilets and unisex ones and adding gender pronouns to email signatures. If you can't see how this is working, it's just like here, where you now effectively have corporations working for the state. I guess they have a leaderboard, too, where they get little brownie points for going along with the Klaus Schwab. So where's the resistance? Well, campaigners have already hit out at this proposal there, and some calling for an investigation into this group's influence on the UK government. Again, this has infiltrated their government, the United States government, all these other governments. So they're all going along with this. And I don't think that's what these alleged politicians are elected to do. Yes, everyone's mind is being adjusted to accept suddenly the different agendas of sex that for thousands of years were all known as male and female, mom and dad, all to be watered down as gender equal people. I can think of some terms I've heard all my life there that today would be used even by those gender benders. However, I'm not allowed to say such words here on this platform, as it will offend the listener. Oddly, the country killing millions of people in wars based on total lies, and they're using tax dollars to make them accomplices in those murders, don't seem to offend them at all, but a bad word does. Perhaps soon George Carlin's work will also be scrubbed from the internet, from all the archives, and replaced with card-carrying Mike Pompeo's immortal words that are used repeatedly telling us all about our American exceptionalism. And yes, that great diversity here in America, hoorah. You know, like America has the nuclear bomb, so let's use them. Case in point, China. Yes, America's corporations sold you out by destroying your unions. They got rid of the employer-paid health care, paid vacations, paid sick leave, overtime pay, pregnancy leave, and have caused millions to lose their homes, vehicles, insurance, divided families, and leaving you to work multiple part-time jobs with no benefits. Then only to send your jobs over all over the planet, but mainly to China. That Americans want those jobs back, and, of course, to do so, they will have to frame China with a virus. So that, to piss you off, so that you personally endorse or want to push the red launch button yourself to nuke their asses. Just all those crimes against Asians. Where the blacks are being led now by those communist socialists, and are using them as tools once again to formulate hate. G. Edward Griffin has spelled this out many a times. This is all in the name of diversity, right? I mean, you have to hate the Asians over there, but here in America you have to love them, except for the BLM members and stuff that are killing them or beating the heck out of them. And jobs. I read where President Biden has allocated over $85 billion to create jobs here in America, mainly in high tech. So in Arizona, a huge IC chip-making business from Taiwan is being built. But looking at the write-up on this IC plant, they're only accepting applications from those in Taiwan. More work visas, more immigrants, more crimes against Asians in the future. Yes, soon the BLM and Antifa, as times get worse, will realize that they have no jobs. The Democrats continue to lie about their $15 an hour minimum wage, the $50,000 student loan forgiveness, then even $10,000. Biden, he lied about the $2,000 stimulus checks. If they would only vote for then Senate candidates John Ossoff, there, a member of the tribe, and Ralph Warnock, I guess it is. And of course, his church also hosted Fidel Castro on October 22nd, 1995, while Warwick was the youth pastor there. Talk about the communist takeover. And I'm not sure how long Tucker Carlson will be on air or will be met with a timely fatal car accident or have his three children's lives threatened, but he is for now putting out some actual news. And I have a longer clip here, so I'm going to ask Sam if he will skip this next break here because I want to get this one in here. So, Mr. Producer, could you play clip 8, please? Am I on air? Number 8, and please skip the break, please.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. The utter fraudulence of Tony Fauci is obvious now and it's widely acknowledged, but it was not always obvious. In March of last year, we interviewed Fauci on this show. We treated him with respect. We took his answer seriously. We're Americans, so we assumed the man in charge of protecting the U.S. from COVID must be rational and impressive. We also assumed he must be honest, but we were wrong. It soon became clear that Tony Fauci was just another sleazy federal bureaucrat, deeply political and often dishonest. More shocking than that, we then learned that Fauci himself was implicated in the very pandemic he'd been charged with fighting. Fauci supported the grotesque and dangerous experiments that appeared to have made COVID possible. We came to these conclusions incrementally, spurred by evidence that accumulated over the course of a year. Tonight, we have the mother lode. Thanks to a Freedom of Information request from BuzzFeed, we have thousands of emails to and from Anthony Fauci. They go back to the early winter of 2020. Collectively, they show that from the beginning, Tony Fauci was worried that the public might conclude COVID had originated at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Now, why would Tony Fauci be concerned that Americans would conclude that? Possibly because Tony Fauci knew perfectly well that he had funded gain-of-function experiments at that very same laboratory. The emails prove that Fauci lied about this under oath. Consider this exchange, which began the evening of January 31st, 2020. It was a Friday just before midnight. The first email came from an immunologist called Christian Anderson, who works at the Scripps Research Institute in La Jolla, California. Anderson warned Fauci that COVID appeared to have been possibly manipulated in a laboratory. Quote, the unusual features of the virus make up a really small part of the genome, less than 0.1%. So one has to look really closely at all the sequences to see that some of the features potentially look engineered. The next day, on February 1st, Tony Fauci wrote back, thanks, Christian. Talk soon on the call. Fauci then sent an urgent email to his deputy, a man called Hugh Auchincloss. The subject of that email, in all caps, was important. Quote, Hugh, it is essential that we speak this AM. Keep your cell phone on. Read this paper as well as the email that I will forward. You will have tasks today that must be done. Attached to that email was a document. It was entitled, quote, Barrick, Shi et al., Nature Medicine, SARS gainoffunction.pdf. Now, the Barrick in the attachment referred to Ralph Barrick, a virologist based in the U.S. who collaborated with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Barrick worked with a woman called Dr. Shi Shengli, known as the Bat Lady because she manipulates coronaviruses that infect bats. She was the Shi in the attachment. Now, keep in mind that during the questioning from Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky fairly recently, Tony Fauci denied that this same Ralph Barrick had conducted gain-of-function research. Again, this is the Ralph Barrick in Fauci's attachment, which was entitled Barrick, Shi et al., SARS gainoffunction.pdf. And yet, under oath before the United States Congress, Fauci denied this.
Dr. Barrett does not doing gain-of-function research, and if it is, it's according to the guidelines, and it is being conducted in North Carolina. And if you look at the grant, and you look at the progress reports, it is not gain of function, despite the fact that people tweet that.
Oh, it wasn't just on Twitter. It was in Fauci's own emails. In retrospect, that looks a lot like perjury. We do know that starting early last year, a lot of people at NIH were worried that COVID had not occurred naturally. They were concerned it had been instead manipulated in a lab in China. And yet they seemed determined to hide those facts from the public. Again, why? On the afternoon of February 1st last year, Fauci held a conference call with several top virologists. Most of the details of that call were made hidden from public view. They've been redacted. We know the call was related to a document entitled Coronavirus Sequence Comparison. Jeremy Farrar, a British physician who runs a major research nonprofit, reminded everyone on the call that what they said was top secret. Quote, information and discussion is shared in total confidence and not to be shared until agreement on next steps, end quote. In other emails, Jeremy Farrar passed along an article from the website Zero Hedge. That piece suggested the coronavirus might have been created as a bioweapon. We now know that is a more plausible explanation than the one we believed at first and were told by the media, which is that corona came from a pangolin. And yet for the crime of saying that out loud, a more plausible explanation, Zero Hedge was banned from social media platforms. Until recently, you were not allowed to suggest that COVID might be man-made. Why couldn't you suggest that? The fact checkers wouldn't allow it. Why wouldn't they? Because Tony Fauci assured the tech monopolies that the coronavirus could not have been man-made. And so the tech monopolies shut down the topic. Watch Fauci lie.
A group of highly qualified evolutionary virologists looked at the sequences there and the sequences in bats as they evolve. And the mutations that it took to get to the point where it is now is totally consistent with a jump of a species from an animal to a human.
That was April 17th, 2020, very shortly into the course of this pandemic. At that point, what Tony Fauci just asserted as known could not conclusively have been known. That was a lie. Tony Fauci suggested that he knew because top researchers had decided conclusively that this must have jumped naturally from an animal to a human being. But again, at that point, he could not have known that. That was dishonest. 2 days after he said that, one of the virologists that Tony Fauci had funded to conduct dangerous coronavirus experiments in Wuhan wrote to thank him for the help. That man, a man called Peter Daszak, complained to Fauci that the American tax dollars he'd taken for these experiments were being, quote, publicly targeted by Fox News reporters. Yet Daszak remained grateful for Tony Fauci's support. Quote, I just wanted to say a personal thank you on behalf of our staff and collaborators, end quote. Now, strangely, most of this specific email from Daszak to Fauci has been redacted, and it was redacted under FOIA Section B7A. That specific exemption to the FOIA law applies to, quote, records or information compiled for law enforcement purposes, but only to the extent that production of those documents could reasonably be expected to interfere with enforcement proceedings. Are Peter Daszak and Tony Fauci under criminal investigation? We can only hope they are. They certainly deserve it. At this point, we can't say for sure. We do know that Fauci hasn't simply lied about the origins of COVID, pretending to know things he could not know. He has also lied about vaccines in key ways. In March of last year, former Obama official Zeke Emanuel wrote to Fauci to ask a very simple question, one that we've asked countless times. Are people who have recovered from COVID generally immune from getting infected with COVID once again? That applies to about 100 million Americans, so it's not a small question. Fauci's response, quote, no evidence in this regard, but you would assume that there would be substantial immunity post-infection. Well, yes, you would assume that. We always have. And in fact, studies now show it is true. People who have had COVID and recovered almost never get sick again from COVID, so they don't need to be vaccinated. Yet to this day, Tony Fauci has never admitted that in public. In his email to Zeke Emanuel, he admitted something else that's also now obvious. Surgical masks, the paper kind all of us wear, don't really work. They offer very little protection from COVID. In fact, at least one study shows they may accelerate transmission of viruses. They are, in short, a form of make-believe. Yet once again, while under oath in public, Tony Fauci claimed precisely the opposite.
You're telling everybody to wear a mask, whether they've had an infection or a vaccine. What I'm saying is they have immunity, and everybody agrees they have immunity. What studies do you have that people that have had the vaccine or have had the infection are spreading the infection? If we're not spreading the infection, isn't it just theater?
No, it's not.
You had the vaccine and you're wearing two masks. Isn't that theater?
No, that's not. Here we go again with the theater. Let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Masks are protective. And we
have immunity there, theater. If you already have immunity, you're wearing a mask to give comfort to others. You're not wearing a mask because of any science.
I totally disagree with you.
Rand Paul is a physician. He's smart. What he just said was true, and the science shows that it's true. There's not much debate about it, actually, among honest people. But Tony Fauci claimed it wasn't true. He lied. Why would he do that? Well, here's one reason. The emails show that Tony Fauci speaks regularly to Bill Gates. That's odd. Bill Gates is not a doctor. Bill Gates is not a scientist. Bill Gates is a very rich man who made billions making mediocre software for office computers. So why would Tony Fauci be in such regular contact with Bill Gates? The term Bill Gates comes up more than two dozen times when you search the Fauci emails. Has Bill Gates profited in any way from Tony Fauci's COVID guidance? That would definitely be worth knowing immediately. And yet we don't know. Our media don't seem interested in finding out. In fact, here's how CNN covered the emails today. Quote, thousands of emails from and to Dr. Fauci revealed the weight that came with his role as a rare source of frank honesty within the Trump administration's COVID-19 task force. Can you imagine a more dishonest characterization of anything than that? It's hard to. By the way, it wasn't just CNN. No reporters asked about these emails at today's White House press briefing. Not one question. But you shouldn't be surprised. Of course they didn't ask. Tony Fauci is too big to question at this point. Quote, oh my God, one Biden voter wrote to Tony Fauci back in March. Is there anything I can do for you besides being grateful? Wash my feet with your tears, Fauci may have responded. We can't say that he did respond that way for certain. We don't have his reply. We do know that in affluent neighborhoods throughout Northwest Washington, D.C., you can still see signs that say, thank you, Dr. Fauci. What does that tell you? It tells you that Tony Fauci is no longer a scientist, assuming he ever was one. Tony Fauci is a figure of religious veneration. He is Jesus for people who don't believe in God. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe to Fox News.
All right. Thank you, Sam. You know, what's really ridiculous about this whole gain of function is why in the hell that they, the CDC, are playing with coronaviruses with bats in the first place. And of course, that's all supposed to be banned work. All the while using our tax dollars, and so much as over $100 and some odd million. Now, from 1960 to 2018, only 127 human rabies causes were reported between bats and humans. And I have yet to see a bat sneeze on anyone. So that, I mean, talk about, you know, but of course, we'll find out in a second video coming up here more about that, but I have a break coming up. But Well, again, and this is in my opinion, as I study the CIA and government, that in order to have a new world order, a global governance, that you need to, in order to have this full spectrum dominance, their pivot to Asia, is to destroy in peaceful means China's Belt Road of trade and bankrupt China. And this is the same with Russia, with massive sanctions, alleging that Russia's behind everything. We'll be right back, and I'll continue with this. Stay tuned.
Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor. The rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling like their father.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.